In this week's episode, Emma Pottinger is joined by Stuart Miller from Xero. This is part one of a two-part series, and they discuss everything you need to know about making tax digital. Accountancy on Prescription by RBP, one of the leading firms of medical specialist accountants. We know what you find tough, but don't you worry, as we know our stuff. Welcome to this episode of Accountancy on Prescription. I'm Emma Pottinger, the Practice Director at RBP, and it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Stuart Miller. As a reminder, Stuart's the Head of Product Compliance and the Industry Engagement at Xero. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Emma. Thanks very much for having me back.
You're so welcome. Can you believe it has been nearly 3 years since we did our last show together to discuss making tax digital?
I know, it's been incredible. And after all the pushbacks, it's now something that we can no longer ignore. This is going to be one of the biggest changes that our tax system's seen since 1996 when HMRC introduced self-assessment.
I know. So we've got a lot to cover. So we've both discussed, haven't we, for the convenience of our listeners, so we don't send them to sleep, we're going to break this up into a two-part series. So by the end of the series, you will know everything you need to know about MTD. So in this show, let us discuss exactly what MTD is, who needs to consider it, and who needs to consider this now. Then in a few weeks, we can tackle some of the technicalities of this topic. Are you happy with that, Stuart?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's kick off with the big question. So who is going to need to comply with MTD and when?
So we've had multiple delays, and I'm sure a lot of RBP clients have seen that we've been talking about MTD for a long time, but now it is definitely being introduced from the 6th of April. This is going to be mandatory for all self-employed individuals and landlords with total qualifying income exceeding £50,000 in the 24-25 tax year. So that's the tax year that's just gone, covering April 2024 to 2025. So that means that we can now see, based on last year's tax return, am I going to be included in making tax digital from the 6th of April 2026?
Yeah. So I know an initial question I'm being asked by clients is, will they still need to comply from April 2026 if they think earnings are going to be less in future years?
Well, this is the really, really tricky thing, because essentially, yes, HMRC is going to be using the gross total income from self-employment and property income from that most recent 24-25 tax year. So starting from April 2026, you are going to be assumed to be earning the same. It's the same as if you're assumed that your payment's on account every year, that the tax team will tell you you've got to make your payment in January and July. HMRC always assume we're earning the same. And unfortunately, they're basing it on a prior year. So even if you know your income's going to be lower, I'm afraid you are going to be in making tax digital.
So just to be clear, MTD is going to be triggered based on your past income from 24-25, not what you expect to earn in future years.
That's right. So once you're in, basically you are in. Unless your income falls below that mandation threshold, you have to continue for three consecutive tax years. Unless you cease self-employment, so unless you close down your business, or if you're a landlord, you stop letting out your property, or you meet specific exemption criteria for making tax digital.
Exemption. So what are the valid reasons someone might be exempt from MTD?
So HMRC lists a few criteria, but ultimately it's done on a case-by-case basis. So they look at digital exclusion or those people unable to use digital tools. So it could be potentially age or serious illness, a disability or a digital exclusion. For example, you don't have any access to internet. You might be in a remote location with no internet connectivity at all, so you're unable to actually utilize this Making Tax Digital online portal, and other reasons that make digital compliance unreasonably difficult for you to continue with.
But am I right in saying an application will need to be sent to HMRC to approve for this exemption? It's not just automatic, is it?
Correct. The only automatic element is if you are VAT registered and you've already been told you're excluded from making tax digital VAT requirements.
Okay.
But other than that, you have to apply to HMRC. There's no assumptions made. So either you can apply directly to HMRC or the team at RBP can apply for you, explaining your circumstances, and you have to provide some supporting evidence. It's going to be reviewed on a case-by-case basis, and HMRC will then confirm whether or not you qualify for an exemption.
Understand. So can you clarify the specific requirements HMRC have set out for MTD?
Yeah, absolutely. So the fundamental change, if you're mandated under Making Tax Digital, is to keep digital records for all your income and expenditure. So that means we can't just keep a shoebox full of receipts and paperwork. We've got to have everything kept in real time. We then have to submit quarterly updates to HMRC using software like Xero. And again, these quarterly updates seem to scare a lot of people. They think you're doing a quarterly tax return. This is not the case. You are doing a quarterly update. Essentially, it's just a touch point in the year to prove, essentially, I'm keeping digital records. And then you carry on with your just day-to-day business. There was previously a requirement to send something called an end-of-period statement, which is essentially summarizing your four quarterly updates and doing a separate submission. However, a lot of businesses and landlords pushed back on this to HMRC and said, this is unrealistic, you're making us do additional admin.
Okay.
So they've removed that requirement to do an end-of-period statement. However, you still need to do a final declaration each year, which essentially replaces the current end-of-year tax return process.
So to be clear, the final declaration can be compared to what an RBP tax manager currently does for our clients by submitting their annual self-assessment tax return.
Yeah, the only difference is this is going to be in a digital format, but the calculations, calculating your income, your gains, and any relevant claims will still be the same.
Yeah.
But it will just be in a different format to how it may have been displayed previously. Some people may be used to the big, long pages of tax returns. It's now just going to be in a digital format.
So can we run through some of the key dates?
Yeah, absolutely. So we need to be up and running by the 1st of April 2026. Your first quarterly submission to HMRC is going to cover the period of 6th of April to the 5th of July 2026, with a submission deadline of 7th of August 2026. Subsequent quarters are going to end on the 5th of October, the 5th of January, and the 5th of April. Each update must be submitted within 1 month of that quarter end date.
What are HMRC going to do for late submissions? Penalties?
So if you submit your quarterly return later under MTD, you're going to be penalised, just like under the current self-assessment system. However, you're not going to get a fine straight away, as HMRC are moving over to a points-based system. So for each missed quarterly submission, you'll receive one penalty point. And the financial penalties will only apply to you once you reach a certain number of penalty points.
So what will be the financial penalty?
So we know right now that once you've reached that penalty points threshold, you're going to be charged a £200 financial penalty.
So that's more than what they charge at the moment.
Correct, yeah. But hopefully we're going to make sure that with good digital record keeping processes, it's just hopefully going to be a simplistic approach with the assistance of your RBP team. We will make sure you avoid all penalties, provided you do your record keeping on time.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Xero itself and why this is our preferred software.
So Xero is officially recognised by HMRC for Making Tax Digital, and we've already integrated the systems required to submit the quarterly updates. So one of the things which we've been very proud of at Xero is way back when the first pilot testing was underway, we were the first large software firm to be recognized by HMRC. And we've continued to work with them throughout the years to make sure that not only do our systems work, but the views of businesses and landlords are actually heard and understood by HMRC. So we're really happy that HMRC have listened to a lot of the feedback that RBP clients have given. And we've managed to get them to make suitable changes to MTD to hopefully make it as simplistic as possible going forwards.
And another thing that Xero enables us to do is tailor the chart of accounts so it covers specifically our clients for relevant income sources.
Yeah, it ticks all the compliance boxes. It streamlines your processes, reduces all your manual work, because let's be honest, unless you are a self-employed accountant, nobody got into their fantastic business or letting out property to be an accountant. Let the team at RBP help you thrive by doing what they do best And also, and most importantly, it keeps you on the right side of HMRC's digital tax rules.
Thank you, Stuart. That's really useful and given our listeners an understanding to consider just at this stage.
Oh, thanks very much. And again, yeah, this is a topic that at Xero we've been part of for the last 10 years. And whilst it's quite nerdy, we love discussing this topic because we want to demystify it for the RBP clients.
We just love this topic, don't we?
It's the best.
Right. So as mentioned earlier, we're going to be back in 2 weeks with a deeper dive into the more technical side of things. So don't worry about your questions just yet. For now, we just want to lay the groundwork and make sure you're feeling confident about what's ahead.
Yeah, it's our goal to keep everything simple, to give you a clear understanding of what making tax digital means for you, and to show you how you'll be helped and assisted in every step of the way.
Absolutely. Now, if you enjoyed the show, we'd really appreciate it if you could rate the show, follow and share it with your colleagues and your friends and family. Bye for now.
You have been listening to RBP's Accountancy on Prescription podcast. For any updates, please visit www.rbp.co.uk or follow us on Twitter at RBPCA. The contents of this podcast is for general guidance and informational purposes only and does not constitute any form of advice. The information provided by RBP is of a general nature. Appropriate and tailored advice or independent research should be obtained before making any decisions. RBP does not accept any liability for any loss or damage which is incurred from you acting or not acting as a result of listening to Accountancy on Prescription.